please let me know about that. Right now, I'll start the Fort Worth or Arlington study this Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. And I haven't heard from Waco whether we'll do it on Monday night or Thursday night. They're going to call me. I was hoping they'd call me today so I could tell you. But I want you to be a part of all of that as far as your prayer support and getting those things under gun going. All right, let's prepare ourselves for our study. Let's spend a few moments in prayer. What we're studying, I know me. I get into something and take a little longer than I planned. But let me say this. What we're studying now, especially in the three plans of God and the three salvations and the three that we studied, three salvations, now three faiths, and then three righteousness, and then three eternal lives, it's so vital. And I hope we get to, well, we will, get to Galatians tonight, and you will see how easy it is for someone who understands faith at the cross to be persuaded away from faith to live the Christian life. And the more I'm aware of all of this and study church history, go over things in church history, what we're doing is so fundamentally important, vital, as to understanding what we are to do to live the life that we are commanded to live. And so let's prepare ourselves for battle. Let's prepare ourselves for the study of the Word of God. Give you a few moments to test yourself, to see if you're in the faith, to see whether or not Christ is in you in that sense of fellowship. And if you want to call it a procedure, first of all, of course, any category of sin, self-righteousness, overt, mental, sins of the tongue, and then you move straight from it. All right, I know I did that. That's the acknowledgement. That's the confession part. It's amazing how many people will go into denial, but most of the time, most of us jump right. We know that, and then you go into the repentance that Paul so often challenges us in, but ultimately it's our faith that causes God to deliver us from sin. It's not confession. It is not repentance. It is not feeling sorry. Those are necessary to bring us to that faith reliance on God. But it is that faith that God acts on. Anything else is what we classically call work. If I say that God is going to deliver me or do something for me, on the basis that I do something, I say something, I feel something, that's work. That's what work means. I do it. And then God responds to what I do. And it violates the whole being of God. It violates the whole being of the creature, you and I, and angels. And it defies the whole spiritual warfare that we're in. That God will do all deliverance and all salvation. And this is what I tried to show you, that if we talk about recovery from sin, let me go to our model. If we talk about recovery from sin, if you're in sin right now, whatever the sin may be, and you want to recover from the power of sin, you want to be delivered from the power of sin in